sorry, I can't hear you. This is called Desolation Row. They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone turns and says to him, "My friend, you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they are pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette, and he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. And all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on a penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera, in a perfect image of a priest, he is spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory, where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody escapes to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. I received your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I can't read too good, don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row. Thank you.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. He belonged to me, I believe. And someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they're just pretending to hide. Fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing. He's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Nice nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. They are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. A's V to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mention, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not on this, you mail them from Desolation Row.
Big idea, you call. Of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. He belonged to me, I believe. Someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window, her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest, her profession is her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. Aspen feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. And they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know." Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across the shoulders and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn, everybody shouting, which side are you on? And as we're pounding T.S. Eliot, fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I cannot read too well, don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. He belonged to me, I believe. And someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady even taking all her things inside, except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed his cigarette, and he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, have mercy on his soul. They all play on the penny whistle,
You can hear them blow if you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. They're spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know Casanova. He's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory with a heart attack machine. It's strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As a lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Then someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's near the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drainpipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. As a nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. They are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny goons, "Get out of here if you don't know." Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the factories by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. About the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
peel the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The phantom of the opera in the perfect image of a priest. This room meeting Casanova. Do you get him to feel more assured than they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words? And the fandom shouts to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Road. There's three heroes left to the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And there's a clown and TSA waiting in the captain's tower. Singers laugh at them, and fishermen hold flowers between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow. And nobody has to think too much about Desolation Road. Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time. When you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I cannot read so well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Desolation Road.
so easy. It takes one, no one, she smiles.
Consolation Row.
All these people that you mentioned.